Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Many of us have heard of the Chinese delicacy shark's fin soup. And delicacy it is now as a result of the increased standard of living and disposable income in China, costing over $1,200 per fin and from $50 to $100 a bowl. The popularity is astounding. An estimated 70 to 100 million sharks are killed each year by commercial and recreational fishing. Over 20 million pounds of fins are imported annually just to Hong Kong alone from 87 countries. For what? A thin, tasteless soup derived from sinew and meat to be consumed at weddings, corporate banquets, and events celebrating financial success. Remember those Wall Street $100 cigars and $3,000 bottles of Bordeaux before things went south? Sharks suffer from their mythology as man-eaters, and yet less than 15 people a year are reported killed by shark attack. The Steven Spielberg film Jaws instilled in us a lasting image of the shark as paragon of violence and terror. You can see the teeth strung on cords around men's necks as symbols of power and virility, or the liver oil for sale as a powerful additive to a diet already augmented by vitamins and other supplements in the search for more perfect health. Shark skins are used for shoes and belts, the skeletons are dried and sold as souvenirs and interior decorations, and the cartilage is boiled down and prescribed as a possible, although unproven, cure for cancer. All this from the reported killings. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization that tracks international fish harvest estimates that illegal fishing may in fact quadruple the total killing worldwide. In many instances, the fins are hacked off and the carcass tossed overboard. Thus, even the tawdry secondary products are left to sink to the bottom, wasted. Which brings sharks, like so many other marine species, to the verge of extinction in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Some protections are now coming into place. In some cases, fishing for white-tipped sharks and various types of hammerheads have been banned altogether. In December 2010, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature recommended improvements to European Union regulations banning the taking of shark fins at sea and abandoning the carcass. Previously, certain fishermen were exempted. Germany and Great Britain have banned the exemptions. Spain and Portugal have left them in place. In the United States, Congress has passed the 2010 Shark Conservation Act that requires sharks to be returned to port with fins attached, thereby reducing finning at sea, a modest step forward which may or may not actually reduce total catch or avert the crisis. But all this may be too little too late. Sharks have been with us for over 400 million years. They mature slowly and reproduce at an extremely low rate, typically just one pup a year. So it will take some time, even if all shark fishing came to an end, for the more than 1,000 shark and ray species to renew. Not an encouraging prospect. The deliberate decimation of the global shark population is a particularly vivid example of our endless drive to consume natural resources, marine or otherwise, until they exist no more. All in the name of pride, expressed through a bowl of soup. Oh well. Like the dinosaurs, we can always remember what sharks once were, through another rerun of Jaws, or TV footage of divers in cages provoking attacks for our entertainment. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.